For a minute now, what I'd like to do is take you back to the spring of 1994 in your mind, to go back there for a minute. And what were you doing in 1994? Where were you? And
to begin with, I will say that after I joined the UN in 93, I was dispatched to various field missions in terms of helping out with the electoral process, the democratization process, the good governance project that the UN has at that time. And after my mission to Haiti, I was briefly sent to South Africa for the United Nations mission to South Africa, which was in charge of helping organizing the election and promoting peace and reconciliation prior to the election, and following the conferences that were held in South Africa to facilitate negotiation between the establishment and the ANC, as well as INCATA and all the other opposition parties. So I was sent in February 94 to South Africa, and one of my key roles was to be a provincial coordinator for the training of all the UN observers, the Commonwealth observers, the African Union observers, and the European Union observers. We were a pool of 10 trainers, and we have to train them on the electoral law, how to monitor such an election, and to get them to also understand their role in terms of the peace building and the peace consolidation through the result of the negotiation of Sebokeng and all the other negotiations that took place, which brought to the forefront of the political arena the issue of the end of apartheid. So I was back from my field. I was posted in the Northern Cape in the beautiful city of Kimberley. I don't know if you know of Kimberley. It's the place where you have the biggest hole of diamond in the world, where they got, they dug the biggest hole to extract diamond. And Kimberley was in the Northern Cape. And I was recalled to cover one of the Mandela last campaign rally at the FNB Stadium